राधे राधे गोविंदा जय राधे गोविंदा हो राधे गोविंदा जय राधे गोविंदा राधे गोविंदा जय राधे गोविंदा जैया राधे गोविंदा जय राधे गोविंदा श्री राधे गोविंदा जय राधे गोविंदा श्री राधे गोविंदा जय राधे गोविंदा राधे गोविंदा जय राधे गोविंदा राधे गोविंदा जय राधे गोविंदा राधे 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 गोविंदा राधे 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 गोविंदा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल बोला हरि बोल मिठाई दे रहा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल बोला हरि बोल मिठाई घुमरा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल बोला हरि बोल मिठाई दे रहा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौरा हरि बोल मिठाई गौरा प्रेमानंद हरे हरे बोल जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गचार्य आशुतोत्तर शतशी श्रीमाध जबाइन गईस ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गचार्य आशुतोत्तर शतशी श्रीमाध जबाइन गईस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गौ स्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की प्रिंस कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शुभाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद की शिशी राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन मथुर धाम की श्री मजपुर नवद्वीप धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माजी जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की The most beautiful Lordship Shishi Kishore Kishori ki Paramakaruna Shishi Gauranitae ki The most merciful Lordship Sri Jagannath Sri Baladev Shrimati Subhadra Maharani ki Sri Harinam Sankirtan Jagya ki Sri Jugadharma Harinam Sankirtan Jagya ki Grantara Shimam Bhagavatam ki Nitai Gaura Premanandi Oh glory to the assembled devotees Oh glory to the assembled devotees. Oh glory to the assembled devotees. Oh glory to Shishi Guru and Shri Gauranga. Feet of our spiritual master are the only way which he can attain to pure devotional service. I bow down to his lotus feet, we get awe and reverence. By his grace, one can cross the ocean of material suffering and obtain the mercy of Krishna. My only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. Attachment to his lotus feet is the perfection to fulfill all desires. He opened my darkened eyes and filled my heart with transcendental knowledge. He is my Lord, birth after birth. From him the study prema emanates, by him ignorance is destroyed. The very scriptures sing of his character. Our spiritual master is the ocean of mercy, the friend of the poor and loyal master of the devotees. O Master, be merciful unto us. Give us a shade of your lotus feet. Your famous prayer lover, the three words, we take shelter of your lotus feet. His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Mother. Yeah, you should do that.
Get into the next part of the program. So I'm assuming everyone knows how to do Archaman. So when we are chanting Apavitra of Pavitrova, you will wash your left hand, then you will wash your right hand, and then when I say Keshavaya Namaha, Naranaya Namaha, each time you will pour water in the right palm and sip, and then wash the right hand. So just follow along, I'll show you. Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavastham Katopiva Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sa Bahya
Sri
Vishnu Sri Vishnu Om Keshavaya Namaha. You'll sip again. Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
We'll do this two more times. Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Here we now request the neck beads to be changed. So there are some devotees who've been requested to change neck beads, so please So you will put on the new neck beads first and remove the old ones second. Can someone help Mataji here? Request some devotees to help garland the initiates. Can we have some ladies help garland the initiates, please?
Ishara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Adhalir Adhir Govinda Sarva Karakaranam Chintamani Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha Lakshe Kritesu Surabhir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Samrama Sevimanam Govindamadi Pudusham Amaham Pajani Venum Padpankam Aravinda Dalayatakshan Barhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindamadi Pudusham Amaham Pajani Aloda Chandakala Sadvana Malya Bangshi Ratnangadam pranaya keni kalavilasam Shyamam te bangalanitam niyatapakasham Govindamadi pudusham tamaham bhajami Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti Paschanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti Ananda chinmaya sat ujvala vigrahasya Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Advaitam Achutam Anadim Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Pankhasu Koti Shatavatsara Sampragamyo Vayoratapi manasomunipungavanam Sopyasti yadpapada sinyava chincha tatve Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ekopya savrachayatam jagadanda kotim Yachchakir asti jagadanda chayayadantaha Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yad bhava bhava tadiyamana jasta taiva Samprathya rupa mahimasha nayana bhushaha Suktairya viva nigamakrata vaisduvanti Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasapati bhavitabhis Tavirya eva nijarupataya kalabhi Goloka eva nivisadya kilatmamoto Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Premajana charita bhakti vilochanena Santaksa daira vidayesha vilochayanti Yam shyama sundaram achincha ganasvarupam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ramadi murti shukalani amena tishtan Nanavatara makarod bhuvaneshu kinto Krishna swayam samabhavak paramakumanyo Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yasya prabhavato jagadanda koti Koti shvashesha vasudhari vibhuti bhinnam Tad brahma niskalam anantam ashesha bhotam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Maya hi yasya jagadanda shatani sutte Traigunya tad vishaya veda vitaya mana Sattvavalambi parasattvam vishuddhasattvam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasapataya manapsu Yatrani nam pranipadam smarutam upetya Lilayatena bhuvanani jagatya jasram Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Golokanami nijatani talecha tasya Devi maheshu haridama suteshu teshu Tete prabhava nijatani paschayena Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Shristi siti palaya sadhana shaktireka Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti durga Ichchana rupam api yasya tatesta tesa Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Kshiram yatatiti vikara vishesha yoga Sanjayate ihitatak pratagasti hetoho Yaksham bhutam api tatasam upaiti karya Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Dīpārśya eva yadashamtanam abhyupetya Dīpāyateva vritahetu samāna dharma Yastādrak eja pita vishnutaya vibhāti Govindamādi purusham tamaham bhajami Yatkāra nāna bhajale bhajati sma yoga Nidrāmananta jagadanda saroma kuppaha Adhara shaktim avalamya param svamurtim Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yasnyaita nishvasita kalam atavyalambya Jeevanti loma viraja jagadandanataha Vishnur mahansiha yasya kalavishesho Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Bhasvanya tankshma sakaleshu najeshu tejaha Sviyam kiyat prakari tadyad vitadvadatra Ramaya esha jagadanda vidhana karta Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yatpada pallava yugam vidithaya kumbha Dvandve pranama samaye saganadi rajaha Dighantihantam alam asya jagatrayasya Govindamadi purusham tamaham vachami Agnir mahit gagadum ambur murudishascha Kalasta tatma manasita jagatrayani Yasmat bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti gamsa Govindamadi purusham tamaham vachami Yachchakshur isha savita sakala prahanam Raja samasta suramurtir ashesha teja Yasyagyaya pramiti samrita kala chakro Govindamadi purusham tamaham vachami Dharma tapaha nichaya shrutayasta pansi Brahmadi kita patekava dayasya jivaha Yadatra matra diga prakata prabhava Govindamadi purusham tamaham vachami Yastvindra gopam atavindram ahosu karma Bandhana rupa padabhajanam atunoti Karmani nirdahitu kintu cha bhakti bhajam Govindamadi purusham tamaham vachami Yam krodha kama sahaja pranayadi bhiti Vatsanya moha gura gaurava sevya bhavai Sanchintya tasya shadashim tanam apurete Govindamadi purusham tamaham vachami Shriya kanta kanta parama purusha kalpataraho Drumat bhumish chintamani ganamayitayam amritam Katakarnam tatyam ganamam api vamshi priyasaki Chidanandam jyoti param api tad asvadyam api cha Sakyatrakshuradhi shravati surabhi vyasya sumahan Nimeshadhyakyova vrajati nahi yatrapi samaya Vajeshweta dvipam tamaham iha kolokamityam Vidantaste shantashati virala chara katipaye
Ishvara Dharma Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Amari Amir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam
Purposefully during this time together, I've been repeating one verse over and over. I don't think you'll get tired of it, but hopefully this is one thing that you'll take home with you if you forget everything else, with that principal verse of the whole nectar devotion or bhakti rasa amrita sindhu. And I'll connect that verse with what we're doing this morning. Anyabilasha chashunyam gyanakarma janavritam anukulina krishna anushilanam bhaktir uttama. So, krishna anushilanam. That phrase is what we're doing this morning. We heard the meaning of Vyasa Puja address. It was kind of long, difficult to listen to. But part of what was there was three items of the 64 items in bhakti, those of you that are familiar with nectar of devotion. There's 64 items of devotion or bhakti. And the first three are in relation to guru, guru padashraya. First one. And that's bhakti because the function of guru is representing Krishna. Or as Gauramani was saying very liberally, there's Krishna. But it's representative of Krishna. Like an ambassador or the embassy itself is the ambassador represents the country, the embassy more or less is the equivalent of the country. Like, for example, in New York, there's an Indian embassy, have to go there to get a visa for India. And in the Indian embassy, it's India. It's the laws of India, the water is flowing in from India, the cups are from India, the people are Indian citizens. It's little India. If you break the law, you're not subject to laws in New York City or New York State or the US. It's the laws of India. It's India, although it's far, far away. And the ambassador, Prabhupada gives this example. Supposing an ambassador goes to some country and the ambassador is given some gift. It doesn't belong to the ambassador, it belongs to the country. If he keeps it for himself, he's in jail. It's a violation of the law. Please don't put your back to the deities. Thank you. So, similarly, the function of spiritual master, there's the first three items of the 64 are in relation to the spiritual master, and one of them specifically is diksha, initiation. It's item of bhakti, which, when done properly, Krishna is at the center. Krishna is at the center. In fact, the representative of Krishna is simply representing Krishna. And it's an interesting discussion, but mine is the long discussion. The deliverer is not the guru, the deliverer is Krishna. The gift is the gift of Krishna, and the deliverer is Krishna, it's Krishna. So this is, the initiation is connecting through disciplic succession. Prabhupada's term is the current link. Link as in a chain has links. There's this link and this link and this link. It all connects you to whatever's on the other end of the chain. But it's the current link is the place of connecting with Krishna. It's the Krishna connection formalizing. And I wanted to spend a little bit of time on a very profound Vyasa Puja offering that Srila Prabhupada offered to Bhaktisiddhanta in 1936 in Bombay before the whole of the Gaudiya Math. It won Prabhupada acclaim, so much so that before he was born Abhay Day, that's his family name is Day. His initiated name is Abhay Charan Das. He signs his offering Abhay Charan Das. And this was one of the things, very principal thing, that he then received the title Bhaktivedanta. Because in the Gaudiya tradition, in the Gaudiya Math specifically, they would honor devotees with some honorific title. So then it became A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Abhay Charan, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, because he was Bhaktivedanta. He knew the Vedanta of bhakti. He knew the conclusions of bhakti. And this Vyasa Puja offering of 1936, February, it was on the occasion of Bhaktisiddhanta's appearance day. He gave this interesting message that's little puzzling, but you have to sort through it carefully. What I'm thinking to do is, if she doesn't mind, somebody else, if she minds, send a copy of the Vyasa Puja offering to Rasika Manjari, and then she can send it out to whoever registered, whoever asks her. Just have to find her. She's probably in the kitchen. And some of the messages include the source of everything is one, Prabhupada writes. I don't think there's a difference of opinion in that the source of everything is one. And so similarly, those that represent the source of everything, it's one. It's Acharya Dev. And so the Acharya principle or the Guru principle, Guru Tattva, may be invested in multiple personalities. It's not an impersonal message, Guru is one, it's all one. It's rather, it's a, the Tattva representing Krishna Tattva is Guru Tattva, and the Tattva is one, as there is one source of everything. And that's how the essay or the offering was entitled, Guru is One. But then there's, of course, distinctions aside from this person, that person. Just like yesterday, there were a number of devotees. I don't know if you all know all the people that were speaking yesterday, but a number of them initiated by somebody else. Their Diksha Guru is somebody else. Maybe it was evident. Some of the persons, like Gauramani said, my Guru, my Diksha Guru, Indradumna Swami. Others didn't announce, but different persons. But the principle of Guru is one. It doesn't depersonalize anyone's relationship with their spiritual master. At the same time, one should understand spiritual master as a tattva that may be invested in someone, and then they perform that function on behalf of Krishna. And for that matter, every one of us performs, if we do some outreach, that's the politically correct phrase these days, outreach. You give Krishna consciousness to other people, even introduce people to the path of Krishna consciousness, the path of bhakti. That's a category of guru, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vartma, Pradarshika Guru. Vartma means path. Pradarshika, you show someone the path. Which way is Krishna? Krishna is that away. You're Vartma Pradarshika Guru. And then Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. They're different functions on behalf of. It's a tattva. And then there's qualifiers. One of the classic verses that Prabhupada almost universally would speak, Tad vigyanartam sagurum eva abhigacchat samadpani shrotriyam brahmanishtam, from the Munduka Upanishad, indicating the necessity and the function. That was the topic I wanted to speak about this morning. The necessity and the function. So that's this necessity is this anya avilash, excuse me, anukolyena. Necessity that one makes this connection with Krishna through the medium of the representative of Krishna. It's necessity. And there isn't an option. Scholarship is not an option. Erudition is not an option. Reading many books is not an option. He quotes a verse from Padma Purana, an important verse in our Gaudiya line. It's in Hari Bhakti Vilas. We quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas that if you receive mantra other than in disciplic succession, the pala or the fruit will not be there. And therefore it specifically recommends, if that has happened, so like those of you from India, young boys receive traditionally from their family guru, their kula guru. It's a mantra. And the fruit will not come unless that initiation is in disciplic succession. It's scriptural. And then specifically it says, if that is the case, then one should receive mantra again. But receiving mantra again is not to be done if one has received in disciplic succession. There's this very interesting exchange between Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit. Simple. Gadadhar Pandit, when he was young, classmate of peer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met by Mukunda introduced him to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi appeared externally to be, a wanton sense gratifier. The description is there. And Gadadhar, from childhood, was very renounced. And when Gadadhar saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi looking like a lavish person, his mind was perplexed. Why is Mukunda knows my nature? Why did he bring me here? But Mukunda knew his nature, so Mukunda sang a verse, because he was good at singing. He sang a verse from the Bhagavatam describing Krishna. And just hearing this melodious, beautiful glorification of Krishna from the Bhagavatam, Pundarik Vidyanidhi went into a state of ecstasy, and he fell off his couch, silken couch, and knocked over all the pitchers of expensive beverages and was rolling on the ground in a state of ecstatic love. Just so Mukunda kept singing. And Gadadhar was very embarrassed. In my mind, he didn't say anything, but in his mind he was thinking, he's an ordinary fellow. Why did Mukunda bring me here? So Mukunda stopped singing. Eventually, Pundarik Vidyanidhi regained his composure, and Gadadhar profusely apologized. I've offended you in my mind. I've offended you. And who knows what the reaction will be for that mental offense. But if you'll be so kind, something that can cleanse me of the offenses, you please accept me as your disciple and give me mantra. And so he, on an auspicious day, Gadadhar became the initiated disciple of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And it, because it's with mantra, this is now Gayatri mantra. With Gayatri mantra, because here there's two devotees who receive Gayatri mantra. Gayatri mantra is technically essential for entering into worship of the deity. Whatever deity you may have at home, it should be done in conjunction with Gayatri mantra. It provides or permits, it gains entrance into worship of the deity. And otherwise, it's not really needed because the holy name is sufficient. So later on, much, much, much later, Gadadhar Pandit said, so much time has passed and I haven't seen Pundarik Vidyanidhi in such a long time. Could you give me mantra again? And Mahaprabhu said, that's not possible. That's a breach of etiquette. You have received mantra. Just meditate properly on the mantra. So it's initiation into first initiation and second initiation, they're very important in the soul's sojourn towards Krishna. The first initiation, Prabhupada indicates, is more significant because it connects you with the disciplic succession formally. And thus a name is given, Krishna Das, P or whatever the name is, that reminds one of Krishna, or one of Krishna's qualities, or one of Krishna's devotees, or one of Krishna's associates, or the qualities of those associates. Something that reminds you of Krishna. Connection, one with Krishna. There's another verse, Yasya Devi Para Bhaktir Tata Devi Tata Guru Tasyaite Katita Hyarta Prakashante Mahatmanahar. It's difficult, the verse says, it's difficult to know Krishna. But one who has implicit faith in both Guru and Krishna, the truths of the Vedas, Prakash, they become manifest in your heart. So that's essential. The formality remains a formality without the submission, without the, according to the verse, implicit faith in Guru and Krishna. And then according to that implicit faith, then knowledge becomes revealed. Dibya Gyan Hriday Prakashito. Dibya Gyan Hriday Prakashito. Transcendental knowledge becomes awakened within the heart, proportionate to one's service and submission. So this is an equal opportunity organization, the Hare Krishna movement, in a transcendental sense. Access to Krishna is abundantly available to one and all, regardless of material qualification. Bhakti, Prahlad Maharaj's prayers indicate this. No material qualification is a prerequisite. Then conversely, there's no material disqualification that precludes you from bhakti. Everyone is eligible. Exactly as we heard yesterday morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva didn't consider who's a fit and who's an unfit candidate. They very liberally gave bhakti to anybody, everybody. Now, not everybody said yes, but they gave the opportunity for bhakti to anybody, everybody. There was a period of time, just on that note, there was a period of time when one devotee named Prairaka and I were going together to JFK to distribute books. It was never legal, we always had to sneak around, but so we didn't wear dhotis. But it got to be so like blissful, intoxicatingly blissful, that we would stand in the middle of the hall and, you know, challenge the other person, the most unlikely looking person to distribute a book to. And then vice versa. And then we go and, by Krishna's mercy, make the attempt to distribute the book. And then just like laugh hilariously, at least inside. Just see Krishna's kindness. And then we did it all day long. Just like, you know, huddled together, and who's the most unlikely person? It was amazing. Who knows? But when the internal potency is acting, one just is an instrument of Krishna's mercy, and anyone's eligible. That mercy is one. It manifests itself variously. We're all individuals. Gurus are all individuals. Just like this picture here. Chaitanya Chandra Charan, correct? Is the Diksha Guru of Alex. And he's given his name, and as sometimes happens in different parts of the world, the yajna is performed locally while he's, you know, in the Russian-speaking parts of the world, wherever he's traveling these days, who knows. Grihastha, he's a GBC member. He attends the GBC meeting with a translator next to him. It's a little challenging to keep up with everything. But Guru is one. Now, it's not impersonalism. The submission is to the Diksha Guru. But on his behalf, so the function is being performed here because it's Prabhupada's essay, Guru is one. So we're serving, we're all those are in this capacity of Diksha Guru, just serving Krishna. It's a service. Prabhupada called the service, to make it very clear, the service of a postal peon. Now those of you from the West, we all know what that means. Not a high post. A peon is kind of like, diminutive. Peon. He's the fellow that gets a bag of mail every morning and he goes out and distributes, you know, to the right home. He's just, you can say, like, you know, a sudra service. But it's in a very important service. You won't get your mail if the mailman doesn't deliver your mail. And so the author of the letter is Krishna. And then Krishna has the name of the person on the envelope. And the person who is delivering the message doesn't open up the envelope, edit the letter, seal it back up again, and deliver a new message. He just delivers the message. Postal peon. But that postal peon is a very important service, just like our book distributors or those who go and chant the holy name. They're just delivering Lord Chaitanya's message or Srila Prabhupada's writings or the holy name, the Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu, and they're the peon. Another is the instrument, nimitta, just as Arjuna was asked by Krishna, nimitta matram bhava savyasachin, just become my instrument. That's what the guru function is. There's some qualification that must be there, scripture describes. And the disciple, there's some qualification. That's, you know, you have your receiver on. And there's some faith in Guru and Krishna. And there's some submission to Guru and Krishna. And then Divya Gyan is imparted by that submission, and it's transmitted from Krishna. Ultimately, someone is carrying it, but it's from Krishna. So that's what we're doing. It's a nice, important step in the journey of the soul back to Krishna. I want to say one other thing. That is, Russia is well represented today. This is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And I've been mentioning it a few times. Some of the devotees in the room or know somebody who will be attending the International Leadership Sangha that's coming up real soon in Mayapur. It's a lot of days. The number of days is 10 or 11 days. It's a lot of time for people to take off of work and or whatever it is that their life is made up of and go there and spend all those days and come back. But the purpose, you heard it in my Vyasa Puja offering, you heard it in what I spoke yesterday. The purpose of it is to consciously, deliberately, thoughtfully make the transition from the current set of leaders in our society, primarily Prabhupada disciples, but many others also, and to make the transition, because many of Prabhupada's disciples are not going to be able to continue the same service they've been doing for 48 years, in my case. So it's going to take a while for the persons who are the successor individuals to make that handoff smooth. So that's the purpose of this ILS. And my point for bringing it up is those that go there, or ask somebody that goes there, if you're not going, ask somebody that you know that's going, could you share with me what your appreciation of the international scope of the Hare Krishna movement is? Because this is leaders of different levels. It's not just a name, you know, a nice name. It's mind-blowing. The languages and the cultures and the nations and the different types of people that are coming there. And they're leaders. These are all people that are leading others. They may be a Bhakti Vriksha leader, or they may be a Sankirtan leader, they may be a congregation leader of some type, or a temple president, or whatever it is, a regional secretary, whatever it is. There's a lot of people out there that are being led by these individuals, and our society is truly, I mean, it's unprecedented what Prabhupada did. In the history of religion, unprecedented what he did. How long did it take for any religion, Christianity, to go around the world? 11 years. And since that 11 years, continuing, but the framework was there. And anyway, this is an international organization. It's not based upon where you're born. Now, I'll get on my soapbox for just a little bit. We need more Western outreach in America. We need more connecting with the Russian community in America, the African-American community in America, the Spanish community in America. And there's lots of non-resident Indians here that are going to have to do that work because that's who's around. So consider it. Have you noticed a lot of Chinese people are also in America? I've noticed. One of them's here. But there's a lot of them that aren't here, and they could be, should be, would be. I saw just yesterday, no, whenever it was, I came on Friday, a billboard in Chicago in gigantic Chinese letters. A billboard in Chicago in Chinese letters, big letters. I couldn't understand what it said. Even from the graphics, I couldn't understand what the message was. But, you know, sometimes you see them in Spanish, in the Spanish community. But this was just on that highway, you know, back and forth from Midway Airport to the city. And you go up the Northeast Corridor, Northwest, they call it Technology Corridor in Washington, D.C., though some of you are from Washington. Route 270, Interstate 270. It used to be one, now it's two. Citibank. There's a sign in English and there's a sign in Chinese. We can celebrate, we're doing nicely. And we can also see there's some improvement needed, room for improvement in the international dimension of the Hare Krishna movement. And I'll just say it one more time. Look around the room and see how many, of course, because there's some Russian devotees being initiated, there's an unusual number of Russian devotees in the room today. But otherwise, look around. I mean, one of the reasons for staying where we are, it's not a lovely neighborhood for a variety of reasons, but it has access by subway or by train to come from the city to here. So people from different, you know, of different, and it's difficult for the parking. Those of you that are from out of town, you know, and even those of you from other than, you know, immediately proximate, parking is a problem. So we can go to where there's more parking. What's going to happen? It's going to be 100% non-resident Indian people that... Okay, I'll get off my soapbox. Prabhupada didn't come to America to establish places of worship for the non-resident Indians in America. That's what we have, but that's not what he came for. And we have to make a strategy. I've been saying this as I go here and there. I challenge you, make a strategy. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Make a strategy. And there's all kinds of other than non-resident Indian people in Chicago. We just listed some, and there's many more. How many Italians, how many Polish, how many different constituencies are there? And are we doing what we could be doing? Should we have a plan, even if it's like the beginning of a plan, and then follow the plan and keep following the plan, modify the plan if it needs some modification, but let's understand the intention of our founder Acharya and commit ourselves to the intention of our founder Acharya. Okay, enough. Now we'll do the next part. The formal vows. I think we'll start with Alex. So you come and pay obeisances over here in Prabhupada, if you would. And one of the things that we do, Sri Guru Charana Padma, you can speak something. We have a microphone, portable microphone. Can you speak something about this nice devotee? I know your husband will want to say something also, because your team. But Brij Mohan.
Hare Krishna. Please accept our humble obeisances, Guruji, to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Maharaj. It's so nice to be here today. It's a very special feeling. And we are very happy that Sasha is getting initiated today, and also Arim. And Sasha is an amazing devotee. Like, we were like watching him for so many, like, for almost, what, seven years? And it's like, it's so inspiring. It's, his sincerity is just like very special. Just like whatever he does with so much of love and sincerity. He serves to devotees with like full heart. And also, all of you know, like for a couple years already, during the festivals, it's very beautiful decoration and lots of it, his ideas, his very artistic ideas. And now with the same kind of sincerity and dedication, he is taking the initiation of Chaitanya Chandra, Chiran Maharaj. So just like we are very, very happy. And this is also the first initiation, I think, in North America from Chaitanya Chandra, Chiran Maharaj. We know him personally very well, like we are friends. And he's an amazing, amazing person, teacher. So we are very happy of this connection.
Hare Krishna. We are so happy to have personal relationship with Chaitanya Chandra, Charan Prabhu Maharaj and his wife, Gaurachandrika Mataji. So we are, for us it's so naturally, because they are actually our Shiksha Gurus, our senior devotees. And so naturally for us to see the preaching of Chaitanya Chandra Charan Prabhu is coming over oceans, and his grace, great lectures, great teachings, very, very practical, very logical explanations, very clear explanations that give inspiration for thousands of devotees over all world, Russian speaking. We are very happy and proud for Bhakta Alexander and Mataji Irene, that Russian Bhaktas getting initiation, this already sought initiation in Chicago. It's really nice, really inspiring to continue Russian preaching here in Chicago, and hopefully over all North America.
Hare Krishna.
Just a couple more words. Just I would like devotees to really bless Sasha from your whole heart, because it's also not easy. He will not be able to see Maharaj as often, so that he would have that strength and the connection would be stronger, and that his devotion would grow more, and he can also do more beautiful artistic service and also preach more. Thank you.
We're going to have to keep these appreciations short because we've got a long list here. Okay, your vows. How many rounds you'll chant every day?
16
minimum, right? Okay. Okay. And material world's entangling. And the four rules that you'll follow. Four rules.
No egg, fish, meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex.
Okay. And you like Prabhupada's teachings, right?
Yes.
And you'll carefully follow them, right? Very good. Initiated name is Sarva Deva Priya.
Sarva Deva Priya Prabhu Ki Jai.
This is what the name means. Krishna, the name of Krishna or Vishnu, who is loved and respected by all the demigods, Sarva Deva Priya. Now, you want to say something additional? Quick? Quick, just one of you, not both of you.
Again, like very sincere devotee. And also beautiful singer. When she sings, it's very inspiring. And just our prayer that she will be always at the feet of your Guru Maharaj, Rampal Swami, and Prabhupada and all the devotees. And please all give you the blessings. Hare Krishna.
Okay, so your initiation vows. How many rounds you'll chant every day? You can chant more than that too. 60 minimum, right?
Good rounds.
Good rounds. Whoa. Kishore, did you hear that? Make your best effort to chant 16 good rounds. That's a good vow. Okay. And the four rules that you'll follow? Very good. And you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings for the rest of your life.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Your initiated name is Madhurya Leela.
Madhurya Leela Mataji Ki Jai.
This is our third of the Russian contingent is about to receive her beads. So, your good friend that came with you from, there we go. She's nervous about having to speak something.
Yeah, because it's microphone. I know Anu about 2 years, and we live in New Vrindavan together. And I know her as a very sincere and serious devotee, and she's really always an example for me. Thank you very for her. For this important day in her life, to be with her today. So please bless her. And she's a very beautiful singer, and she's doing her service with full heart and love. So, Hari Bol.
When she went to New Vrindavan, some of you know Jai Krishna Prabhu, and he requested her to be his personal assistant. And New Vrindavan is not an easy place, as you might imagine. And she assisted him so nicely, and then she wanted, I was encouraging, that she take the step of going to Vrindavan, taking Bhakti Shastri, and so she did that. And she did so well at Bhakti Shastri, they wanted her to be part of the administration team for teaching Bhakti Shastri to the Russian group of people. She's, whatever she does with her whole heart, yeah? So, the your initiation vows, how many rounds you'll chant every day?
Chant at least 16 rounds.
Very good. And the rules that you'll follow? Okay. And you'll care for the follow Prabhupada's teachings as best you can. Yeah?
Yes.
And your initiated name is Abhishtanta Devidasi. It's the name of Radharani.
Abhishtanta Devidasi Mataji Ki
Jai. Abhishtanta means Radha, who is a fulfiller of all desire. Abhishtada Devidasi. So now our Chinese member here, Bhaktin Nancy. And where's Maha Mantra? Do we have the microphone? Keep it short.
Yes.
There's a lot to say, but keep it short.
Nancy is really a wonderful devotee. She, some of the qualities are like, I never saw her speaking anything other than Krishna in any of the devotee circles. Seen always either chanting or reading Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or hearing. And always you can see her while going to her class from her apartment. She will always be chanting in the university, and many other students also told me about that. I also saw that. And always absorbed in thoughts about Krishna. And as soon as the Bhakti Yoga Club class is over, when I try to drop her at the apartment, the moment she gets into the car, and then she starts speaking about Krishna. So she is a private person, but when it comes to Krishna, she discusses a lot and deep realizations. And she promised she will give this entire life to Krishna and Guru Maharaj.
During the summer, she went back to visit her mother and spent a little bit of time in Beijing, and Surabhi, who's the translator that helps me, so they spent some time together. She had so much appreciation for Nancy. She says she's very intellectual. You're working on your PhD?
Yes.
Ask her about a topic, and she's very conversant already in the scripture. She carries Bhagavad Gita with her everywhere. It's, in one hand is her beads, and the other hand is her Bhagavad Gita. Everywhere, right? You didn't say that part. Okay, so how many rounds you'll chant every day? 16 minimum. And the rules that you'll follow? The four rules that you'll follow? What are the four rules? The four prohibitions?
No meditation, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
Okay. And you continue happily following Prabhupada's teachings and get more and more immersed as you go along, I'm sure. Your initiated name is Nandi Mukhi Devi Das.
Nandi Mukhi Devi Das Ki
Jai. Nandi Mukhi is the name of Madhu Mangal's Brahmana sister. We often hear about Madhu Mangal. But you read in Rupa Goswami's writings, Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, she is one of the main personalities. And her grandmother is Purnamasi Yogamaya. And her father and mother are Sandipani Muni, and Sumukhi is the wife of Sandipani Muni. And it's really, really so nice. Just before Krishna came to make his appearance, Purnamasi and Madhu Mangal came to Vrindavan. And doesn't say specifically Nandi Mukhi was with them, but she's a key player in Rupa Goswami's writings. So you'll have a blast reading about Nandi Mukhi. Okay, so now our Austin, Texas contingent. Come forward. Satyasar, you here? Speak something.
Hare Krishna. I know Preeti Mataji and our good husband Sunil Prabhu for almost 5 years. They originally moved from Bloomington, Illinois to Austin. Since then they have been attending our weekly programs regularly. There are many things to tell about her, but the few things, she's very sincere in following the process, and also well known for her compassion and commitment to helping others, especially devotees. I witnessed that many times when somebody is in trouble or need, she jumps in, helps them, and that is something I really admire in her. Sincere and loyal to Srila Prabhupada, and given so many things happening in Austin and so many distractions, she is very fixed in following Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Very happy that she's taking the big step, and good luck. Hare Krishna.
Okay. You nervous? A little bit? She looks nervous. How many rounds you'll chant every day?
16 rounds.
Okay. And the four rules that you'll follow?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no.
Okay, very good. And you'll make your best effort to carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings rest of your life. That's a nice one. Initiated name is Purnamasi Dasi.
Purnamasi Ravi Dasi Mataji Ki Jai.
We already gave the meaning. Now our local devotees. Vandana? Vandana, come forward. And you or your husband? You want to speak? Who? Huh? Okay.
Hare Krishna. I have known Vandana for close to 30 years.
30 years?
Yes, she is one of the oldest standing members of this community. And she was with me from the very beginning of the formation of ISKCON Naperville. She served as the treasurer, one of the first treasurers, and when we had no money at all, nothing there, but
but wasn't too busy, huh?
But we were very busy trying to fix the problems. So, but one thing with Vandana is that any service that she has undertaken, not only treasury service, but assisting with children's programs. Maharaj always mentions about the Dwaraka project she did. She's an architect by profession. And so many ways in all her services, whatever she has undertaken, she was always completely dedicated to doing that. I see that quality has stayed with her over these years, and she is now teaching many children's teaching programs, and always eager to receive some instruction. And she tried to internalize, and she tried to stay committed to executing it. Even today morning, her desire to serve you, she was expressing, how should I take this initiation vows, in what consciousness? So that shows her real sincerity. She has deliberated over close to 30 years in taking this a step to come forward and seek Diksha, and I wish her all the best, and I know she will do the best. Wish you all the best, Vandana. Hare Krishna.
Something similar to what Premananda Mataji just spoke. Just a few other things is, like, she's literally, both her children have grown up. One has got married, one is going to college now, going to go to college. And so nicely she's made the transition. It's called empty nest, you know, kids are gone. And it's hard phase for mothers, but she has very beautifully on her own taken the initiative of starting various children programs and reading clubs. And she has multiple reading clubs with children all over America, locally, and she has a very systematic way of logging in and inspiring people, and she's getting many families to Kishore Kishori's Lotus Feet. And this Gita Jayanti, one whole day, all these kids with their families came, and they took turns to recite each chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And it was so well received by the congregation. They said that we should do more often. So I'm very appreciative that even though she's in the suburbs, she's very actively preaching in an area where she's good at. So I'm very grateful to that. And she has the support of her husband, who is a rock pillar for her. And thank you, Prabhu, for supporting her in her services.
So now, initiation vows before Kishore Kishori and all the Vaishnavas and Prabhupada. How many rounds you'll chant every day?
16 rounds.
Minimum. Do you have what do you do on Ekadasi days? You increase?
I chant only 16 rounds.
16, okay. She's honest too. You can consider, if it's possible, that you can receive some increase in Ekadasi days. Okay. Along with all the other things you're doing to help people in Krishna consciousness. The four rules that you follow.
No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit.
Okay. And you'll continue, as you have been doing for 30 years, to carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings.
Yes.
Your initiated name is Braja Bhumi Devi Das.
Braja Bhumi Mataji Ki Jai.
No explanation required. And last but not least, our homegrown. You're a very popular person. Everybody loves you. Now, hey monkeys, you want to speak in Nitya Dupran? Both of you? Her support system is about to speak.
Shweta's journey in Krishna consciousness started when she was in the womb of her mother. So she, from the time of conception, she's been a devotee, you know. And her journey is actually very inspiring and beautiful. For a long time, she was under the shadow of two sisters who are very different from her. So she had to find her own identity and she did it beautifully. She didn't get discouraged that she would get compared to her sisters. In fact, she took up the challenge of discovering herself, and she did it very maturely. I would say she was one of the most contemplative, thoughtful, very, very honest teenager that I have come across. And she, every step that she's taken in her life, she has thoughtfully done, not mindlessly, just because, or due to peer pressure. So I'm very proud that she's taken this step when she felt she's ready. And I think she has come to a place where her relationship with you, her spiritual master, is something she's now knows that this is my anchor and this is what it is. And she has an amazing sisters who always challenge her to be Krishna conscious. And she has two very amazing parents, like Ashok Prabhu and Preeti Mataji. And they have done a fantastic job. Now the third one is also getting initiated, so I'm very happy.
Srila Prabhupada said that when you see a good fruit, you should know for sure that the tree is very healthy. So for the Chicago family, you have three good fruits, which means the tree of Preeti Mataji and Ashok Prabhu is just fascinating. How they've been very supportive. We've known Shweta for many, many, many years as a little one running around here and there. And I would echo Hemangi's words, because I was thinking this morning, I'm sure I'll get the mic and I have to say something short and quick, but it has to be meaningful. So two qualities that I appreciate of Shweta very much is the unabashed honesty that she has. That is very, very rare to find. That, however, I'm going to say it, foolish thing that she might do or say, she will not hesitate to reveal it and speak openly about it to both of us and to her parents. So that's a very amazing quality. And the second is that I found her very introspective. If you dig a little deeper from the externalities, you know, sometimes she's, I mean, because we poke a lot of fun at each other and we joke and all that, but behind that is a very thoughtful person. And that thoughtfulness is, along with that honesty, is a very stark way at looking at oneself. So I would definitely say it's well earned, and she's come here this way that it's not been always the joyride. There have been some interesting challenges, but whatever it is, that she's found, as Hemangi said, a very firm place at Maharaj's feet. So I'm very, very thrilled and happy for you. Thank you.
I got it. Take that one. You want to switch the mics? Okay. I just say one thing to echo what Nityananda Pran said. There are a few householders in the audience, and those of you that are householders have a child or two or more, and imagine how happy you would be. Because I know outside of our community where devotees, they're really happy when their children, not, you know, blindly but thoughtfully, take the step of initiation. What to speak of three? So much appreciation to Ashok and Preeti for success. And, you know, similar to what Nityananda Pran shared, these two qualities, they're outstanding. And been interesting, to say the least. But kind of been a little bit like, because I fly in the airplane a lot, so, you know, you get into some bumpy air, and, you know, put on your seatbelt. I'm sorry, we can't serve beverages. The pilot is saying, you know, sit down, don't go. It's been a little, you know, here and there, some. But persevering with very clear sense of purpose and mission and dedication and overcoming lots of things. So I'm very pleased with that effort that you've made. Okay, so now, how many rounds you'll chant every day? Minimum. Okay. And the rules that you'll follow?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no excessive.
Okay. And before Kishore Kishori, your worshipable deity and Prabhupada and the Vaishnav Sangha, you'll make your best efforts to carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings, yeah? Initiated name is
Sundari Radha.
Shruti, Swati, and Sweta. But they're all nice names. All with S's.
Oh, we didn't say Sundari Radha Devi.
Huh?
Huh? May I say Sundari Radha Devi Dasi ki?
Yeah. So we're ready. Next. There's the microphone stand. You going to do something?
Sorry?
Fire? You gonna make the offer? Did you make the offering? You did already. Okay. So let's begin.
Sure. So we'll do the fire yajna part. All of you initiates have these grains in front of you. So as we say swaha, with these three fingers, the middle two and the thumb, you'll throw it into the fire here. Okay? You may have to change so that he can throw. He's moved so many times.
Come here. Nama Om
Vishnu Padaya
Krishna
Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Chaitanya Chandra Charana Maharaj Itinamine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Romapada Swamin Itinamine Swaha Swaha Swaha.
Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Samakkaya Chakshuran Minitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Swaha Swaha Swaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Snapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupagadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Svaha Svaha Svaha. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam
sahagana raganatam ambikam tam sajivam sarvaitam sabadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Mitanscha Swaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samin Itti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine Saha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Iti Namine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Dayataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadya Shri Rupa Noga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatanine Rupanuga Virudha Apasiddhanta Dvanta Harine Saha 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 Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasam Bodhi Padam Bhojayate Namaha Swaha 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 Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachit Ananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Swaha 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 Gauravir Bhava Bhumeshtvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Bhama Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Raha Saha Saha Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Saha 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 Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha Saha 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 Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Surupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Swaha Swaha. 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 Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho. Dina Bandho Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta. Radha Kanta Namostate. Swaha. 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 Jayatam Suratau Pangor. Mama Manda Mater Gati. Matsarva Swapadam Bojo. Radha Madana Mohana. Swaha. 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 Divya Vrindaranya. Kapa Drumadaha. Srimad Ratnagara. Singhasana Sto. Srimad Radha. Srila Govinda Devo. Krishtadibhi. Sevyamanos Marami. Saha. 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 Shriman Rasa Rasarambi. Vangshivata Tatastitaha. Karshan Venusvanayar Gopir. Gopinatha Shriyestunaha. Swaha. 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 Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Rishabhana Sute Devi. Pranamami Hari Priye. Swaha. 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 Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabho Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar. Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Swaha. 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Swaha. 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 Okay, final mantra. With your banana from your plate, stand. Explain.
Yeah, it means both the banana and both your hands are precious. And when Narada says swaha, you carefully place the banana in the fire, not on the side of the head, in the fire.
Carefully. Because a lot of bananas. Namo Ramanya Devaya. Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Swaha Swaha Swaha.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.